From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech.
Today, Festboat begins its F8 Developers Conference. The topic at hand.
Bots, but no, not really like that text-to-speech tool I found on the web built by the company Oddcast. More like a discrete computer program that takes input from a human user and spits out an output. As machine learning algorithms, early forms of artificial intelligence get better, so do these bots. Facebook is expected to make announcements about how bots might be incorporated into its Facebook Messenger service. So let's bot it up with Forrester's Julie Ask. Hi, Julie. Are bots really new?
We've been following this trend for several years. You know, the fact of the matter is that while consumers download a lot of applications to their phones, they spend 84% of their time in just five apps, and instant messaging apps tend to claim a large share of those minutes.
Is this all just a reaction to app fatigue, a way to put more functionality into larger apps to try to keep people coming back and not going anywhere else?
I mean, absolutely. If you think about what Facebook is trying to do, they want their consumers to spend more time in their environment. Their model is driven by monetizing that time through advertising. The other thing that we look at is bots are a more natural way for consumers to get things done than apps are. So if you think about it, apps are kind of inconvenient, right? Apps have taught us to go into the app store, download something, set it up, configure it, and use it.
We have to assume that these bots will get better as these companies collect data from us chatting with them, right?
We're probably 3 to 4 years away before we get to the point of what we call the virtual agent. So a good example today would be something like an Amazon Echo, where I can talk to Alexa and ask it pretty basic queries, but Alexa doesn't go out into the entire universe. You know, Alexa has a set of services that have already been integrated, and so it's limited in some ways.
So potentially, by the time these bots really get useful to us, we won't even really know that we're interacting with a bot. We'll just be talking to some form of a computer.
Yeah, we'll be talking to some form of computer. It could be my phone, I could be in my car, I could be in my home. But within the next 5 to 7 years, we also expect the machine to initiate the conversation by knowing that I'm hungry, knowing that I need a ride home, or knowing that I need to book a flight.
Hey, Julie, you're moving kind of slowly around the house right now. Do you need some mixed nuts?
Right. But, you know, you raise a really good point, because they're also going to have to walk a fine line between being super helpful by anticipating what I need and not being creepy. Like, hey, Julie, it looks like you have a hangover this morning. You know, do you want some Advil, right? That'd be creepy.
Julie Ask is Senior VP and Analyst at Forrester. Julie, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
If we're going to build bots to chat with us while we're using apps, we might as well also make more holograms of famous dead rappers, right? Yes, there is a company called Augmented Reality Holographic Technology Media. And yes, according to Billboard, it has secured the digital rights to recreate Christopher Wallace in holographic form. Maybe someday we'll see Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., and his new three-dimensional likeness join the Tupac hologram on stage. One can only hope for a hollow collabo. Today, the company HTC is announcing a new hardware product in the hopes of bringing it to the masses. Nope, not some additional piece of hardware to go with the company's Vive virtual reality headset. An old-fashioned flagship smartphone. Why? Nigel Newbyhouse is AVP of Product Planning at HTC.
I think to be a relevant player in the technology space today, it's important that you do lots of things well and you just don't focus in one particular area.
The so-called HTC 10 phones announced today are expected to be a continuation of the company's HTC 1 line. The health insurance company VSP Global, which issues vision insurance to people around the world, announced a partnership with a medical tech startup called Vizario this week. More proof that VSP and other insurance companies are focused on tech and innovation, from hardware to data collection. Jim McGran is the CEO of VSP Global, and he joins me to talk tech and eye care. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jim, you have this thing called Project Genesis, which is your own kind of set of smart glasses your company is building. We've been looking at them here. You know, one of the temples is a little bit thicker than the other, but otherwise these look like really normal glasses.
Right, because I think the real estate or the spot on the body where it sits, it allows it to be more accurate, and it's less affected by, you know, your arm movement or your leg movement. It's actually capturing your true movement. And I do believe this whole concept of tracking a person's gait and how they're walking or how they're running is really important to people who are active or people who are struggling with diseases like MS or Parkinson's and having to almost learn to walk again and assess where it's going.
And you think this could also play into, I don't know, warning signs for people who are on the job for long periods of time?
Yes. I think if you think about a long-haul truck driver, they've been driving for 10 hours during the day. With that device, you can pick up if their head nods down or like if they're falling asleep for a second, it can give a signal and wake the person up.
Give you an alarm sound or something like
that?
Yeah,
a little alarm sound. We joked earlier, not disciplinary voltage. We think that would be bad with behind the wheel, but a little bit of a sound and a wake up. And I think the other part on that gait, from an athletics perspective, I truly believe that what coaches will be able to do is for people out there playing that are wearing the eyewear, they'll be able to sense earlier if a player is favoring one leg or the other and maybe get them out. They may already be injured, but maybe get them out before they more seriously injure themselves or maybe stop someone from getting injured.
Jim McGran is CEO of VSP Global. Jim, thanks for chatting.
It's my pleasure.
By the way, some tech companies are thinking beyond glasses already. Both Google and last week Samsung have filed patents that one day soon might lead to contact lenses that could project images right onto your eyeballs. Can't decide if I can't wait for that or if I hope it never comes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.